呀，不是福建话啊，哎，阿衰嘛。咩啊？大家好，在福建讲一讲。大家好，在福建。
大家好。
大家好，大家好。大家好，我的名是 Y Lucas 黄宏毅。I was a finalist on Trunk Asia Season 2, but now I am a singer-songwriter. Yeah, okay, so this is like my first like single that's gonna come out soon. Trunk Asia Season 2 was an idol survivor TV program that filmed our daily life, that filmed our training sessions as well as our performances as well. And eventually, the top 7 get to debut as a debut group. Yeah, it feels like Army Jacket, you know. It feels so amazing because only like finalists get this kind of detailing. Yeah, when you're not a finalist, you don't. So, unfortunately, guys. Hey! When I first came in the program, I was definitely a little bit intimidated because I saw a lot of China trainees. They felt very professional. But I think along the way, I felt like exactly because I came from like a basking and singer-songwriter background, I kind of stood out a little bit more. And I think that was what made me a little bit more confident into being the person that I am. Christian baby, it's just a bad, bad thing that I can't know. So goodbye, goodbye. I think ultimately all of us in the show wanted to debut, but I think eventually our expectations kind of adjusted a little bit after we saw our own rankings. Initially I was like, my highest ranking was 13, and then I think on debut night I was 19. So I've got to face reality, right? So maybe debut might not be the most realistic goal. Yeah, but still, I just try my best. Yeah. Oh, Annie, like the flowers in the rain, I will cower in the pain. Basically, I am studying at NUS right now. I'm a year 2 student in NUS business. And for Chuang, right, I actually took a leave of absence for year 2, semester 2. For me, I always prioritize my music career, so I do go to classes, but for me, like, studies, they're just like, for me, I just want to get through them, you know? I wouldn't expect like a very high grade or whatever, because I know my priorities in music. My grandma's really old. Whatever I do, she just supports me. I always ask her like, what do you think about being like a celebrity grandmother? Because I'm not a celebrity yet, but I always just like tease her. I say, hey, next time you're gonna be a celebrity grandmother, you know? And then she said, oh, I'm gonna become celebrity grandmother, I was happy. My parents' views towards me being an artist and a musician has always been skeptical, you know? And I think Chuang kind of gave them this confidence boost. They're like, okay, their son can actually perform and can hold his own in this talented pool of trainees. And then I think now they are actually taking it a little bit more seriously. I guess they are really cute letters though. Cute letters like these. Oh, look at this pop-up card. I want you to remember this moment when we were happy together. I will always support you. This is so sweet though. Like, dude, even like, okay, this is so funny because like not even ex-girlfriends write me this stuff like this, you know. I think Chuang changed my life, and I think the way it changed is I became a lot more focused and confident in what I'm able to do. Ultimately, I want to be the best, be it Asia or internationally. In a few years' time, I just want to be recognized as someone who's really good at what he's doing, you know.